The Brady Report.
All right, time to check in now with Ender Brady to see what's making news over in the UK. Good morning, Ender.
Yeah, morning, guys. Hey, Tim. Hey, Jane.
Mate, we spoke yesterday morning about your ambassador to the US having some things to say about the Trump administration, and now, perhaps not surprisingly, Donald Trump has responded. What's he said?
Yeah, not in a very mature manner. If anyone thought that Donald Trump was just going to let this go, or for the sake of diplomacy and relations between the United States and the United Kingdom, he hasn't. He has taken to social media, he has tweeted, and he says that nobody in America likes this British ambassador anyway. He says he's not going to deal with him again. And then he had a go at Theresa May. He said that she made a mess of Brexit. He told her how to handle the negotiations. She didn't listen. And then in the next tweet, he praises the Queen. I mean, you just could not make this up. So the interesting thing in London, I've been in Westminster all day. Everyone's asking the question, who leaked the memo? So yeah. This was a memo written by Britain's ambassador in Washington, D.C., back to the UK, talking about the Trump administration. The words inept, insecure and incompetent were all used. Also the word dysfunctional. I mean, it's the kind of thing any one of us could have looked at the Trump administration and picked five or six words and written down, and you would have got these words.
Yeah.
So it's a correct assessment. But now a lot of politicians in Westminster are saying that the police should be investigating this and that it's a matter of national importance.
Right.
Who leaked that information and why? Because if Britain's diplomats around the world are not able to communicate clearly and securely and get their information back to London, it's pretty damning. It really, really is.
It is. And you might find yourself on the wrong end of a Donald Trump tweet.
Yeah, and we don't want that.
Indeed. Hey, Paul McCartney's ex has had a payout. What's that for?
Yeah, so she was a victim in the phone hacking scandal that affected the News of the World newspaper. Heather Mills. Now, I was in court today at the High Court. She was there. She turned up. She was one of 90 people in this class action against the publishers of the now defunct News of the World. It hasn't actually been published since 2011. Her legal case, best part of a decade this has been going on, and it was all wrapped up and settled inside 5 minutes today at the High Court. And the end result is Heather Mills claims that the payout, the compensation, is the highest ever in British legal history for this kind of thing. So 90-odd people, she was the only one in court. She spoke to reporters outside and she said that, you know, phone hacking and everything that went on, intercepting people's voicemails illegally, she said the effect on her family life was corrosive. She said that she was a very close-knit family unit, and she said that she'd send messages to people or they'd communicate as a family via mobile phones, obviously.
And then half an
hour later, a photographer would turn up somewhere.
Yeah.
And she just said that the end result was people not trusting each other in circles of friendship and families and what have you. She said it had a really significant impact on her family life.
Yeah, right. No idea what that payout actually is, Ender.
No, I asked her the question. It's all confidential.
Yep.
But 90 complainants.
Yep.
And I would imagine this runs into many, many millions of dollars, if not tens of millions of dollars. But we will never know.
You reckon? 2011 since News of the World folded too. Gee, that
yeah, and this is still going on. So yeah, reportedly settling their cases this year, Sir Elton John, Hugh Grant, Elizabeth Hurley, and today Heather Mills. So
wow,
this is still going on and still costing the publishers of the News of the World an awful lot of cash.
Thank you, Ender.
Pleasure, guys. Have a great day.